This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us today for Talk Louisiana. Beautiful Friday in our area. We wish the folks in North Carolina the very best because they are facing what we often do during this time of the year, a hurricane. It's only a Category 1, but it's a big storm, lots of rain, plenty of flooding, and, of course, there will be some loss of life. So we wish the very best to people in the Tar Heel State and all across the East Coast. In studios, a man from Tampico, Mexico, who took the town of Baton Rouge by storm when he arrived here in 1984. One of the world's most celebrated tailors, Manuel Martinez, who three times during his tenure in Baton Rouge has been named the best in the world by the International Congress of Tailors. And he's here, as he is about twice a year, to discuss a few different matters. And, of course, fall fashion is right at the top. If you'd like to join the conversation, 877-217-5757. You can also send us an email, talk@talklouisiana.org. And before we get into fashion, this is a Friday, and there is no such thing as casual Friday at Manuel Martinez Custom Clothiers. You are dressed to the nines, Manuel. You look fabulous, and this is something you do every day, no matter whether it's Friday or not. And as I've told our listeners, you have declared war on Casual Friday. So what are we going to do to get rid of Casual Friday?
Well, it takes one person at a time to set the standards a little higher. And when you dress nice, people perceive you different, as I was perceived here this morning by the way I'm dressing.
Yes, that's right.
People don't know whether I'm filming a movie or just someone that just won the lottery.
Man, that color scheme is fabulous. Is that part of the fall fashion choice of this year?
No, actually, we're still summertime. So this morning,
September is still considered summer. Yeah, but fall is coming soon.
Fall is coming soon, and I can't wait for it because the colors are beautiful. The warm colors for the fall are just incredible. The window panes on the sport coats are terrific. So it's a lot of nice things coming. Double-breasted is back in vogue. The lapels are getting wider. And pleats are coming back on the suits. You will see one pleat on the trousers opposed to plain front and skinny trousers that we've been wearing for quite a while. And those are nice for skinny people, but not everybody can fit that. My friend here from St. Louis, Missouri, he fits very well in a skinny suit.
Well, yeah, you brought a gentleman with you who is here monitoring Manuel Martinez. He has people all over the world come this way to see what he does. And this young man's named Daryl Tyler, and he looks the part. And Manuel Martinez, about this time a year ago, I wore a white shirt. And I remember our producer, Ali Baltazar, recently left us. She said, "You never wear a white shirt after Labor Day." Was she right?
No, you don't wear white suits. White shirt is year-round.
White shirt's okay. But for somebody with my complexion, it doesn't look as good as it does with somebody of your complexion.
Or Daryl's complexion. We look terrific in white shirts. But you should stick with the warm colors, like the shirt you're wearing today, that yellow and the tie with green and yellow is terrific. It's the warm colors that you look fantastic.
Okay. Well, Manuel Martinez knows what to do when somebody comes to him because he's had lots of experience. It comes down to the shape of your face, the shape of your body, and your complexion. All of those come into play, don't they?
Yes. When you learn what colors look better on you, the shape of your body and the fit, and you're on your way to becoming the best dressed person.
I first went to Manuel Martinez in 2005. It was for a photo shoot for In Register, and he put me in a suit that he kept in mothballs for about 10 years, and then he gave it to me, and it fit. So, and actually, I wear it frequently. I get lots of compliments when I wear it. And you walk around with that tape measure, as you did this morning. And he measured me, and as he does all his clients, and people change over time, don't they? Like, we're talking 13 years ago, first time I saw you. So you measured me this morning. How do I compare? He brought his file with him. He keeps voluminous files on everybody. I tell you, the FBI would love you, Manuel.
Don't tell them.
How do I compare with the me of 2005?
Well, I don't know.
Could be embarrassing, by the way.
I don't know what you eat or what you do for exercising, but this is incredible. The first time I met you was in August 2005.
Okay.
So 13 years ago in a month. And at that time, you were 45 in the chest.
Yeah.
Today, you're 45 in the chest. Your waist was 34 and a half. Today, you're 34. Now, the seat, you were 43. Now, you're 42. So you're losing.
I've lost an inch in the seat.
In the seat.
Well, Mike Edmondson, the former head of state police, one of the best dressed people in town. In fact, he was on that list a few years ago. Yeah. He lost some weight a few years ago, and he says, I don't want to lose my butt.
You got to be careful there.
But men in particular, over time, that kind of droops and goes away, doesn't it?
Yes, gravity takes its place. But you're one of those fortunate individuals that you have maintained your size. Most men, most people here in the United States, that as we get older, our metabolism is not quite as it used to be when we were young, and therefore we put some weight on. But
You're doing great. Well, I'm glad I got a clean bill of health from Manuel Martinez. And quite often you can see health issues involving people when you examine them, and you do that. A few years ago, you examined me and said I had one arm shorter than the other, and sure enough, I went to a specialist, and I had a locked-up elbow that I've been working on ever since. But, Manuel, what do we do when we get older and that seat starts to drop and the pants are kind of sagging? That's not a good look. What do you do to compensate for that?
Well, you have to have a good tailor, but that put aside, you just got to be careful when you're buying your clothes at the store. There's somebody addressed that problem, and they have somebody in-house that knows how to make that alteration.
And another thing, you say I have a 34-inch waist. When I go to Stein Mart, which I often do, now come on. It's 32 there. Why is it 32 there and 34 at Manuel Martinez Custom Clothiers?
They're selling you a bill of goods that they want you to believe you're smaller. This is the vanity size in this gym. This has been going on for the last 10 years when I first heard about this. So when you buy, for example, jeans, and if they say 32, I bet you that anything, they are not 32, they're 34. But they size them 2 inches less, so that would make you feel better about yourself. And let's face it, a lot of people, when they overweight, they don't feel good about themselves, so that they're not going to go buy clothes.
So when they come to you and they're being examined, and you tell them they're a 34, and they say, well, I've got clothes from Stein Mart, and I'm 32, and it fits fine. What do you say? You kind of have to keep the notes away from them?
Basically, yes. I learned how to keep the notes away or don't discuss people's weight because I can understand everybody's sensitive to that, and only if they really want to know, then I tell them.
Is it hard for a big guy, like our president, for example? I would say he's probably, and I don't mean this as a knock, but he's probably 70 pounds overweight. Is it hard to make a guy like that look good?
Yeah, two of the hardest people to feed is the very small, the very short, very small, and the very large individual. But if you start from scratch and you make the canvases and you know where to dart the canvases and where to put the button, the first button in the visual, you can give them a waist, and that's what we're known here for. The gentlemen come in larger size, and when we make the canvas and we place the dart where it should be on his waist, or place the waist a little higher so we can give him a waist, that they just love it.
All right. Now, we do have a question from a listener before we hit the break. You talked about measuring people's chests and their waist. What is the normal difference between the two when you're measuring a guy?
The norm is the standards in the industry, in the ready-mades, it is 6 inches drop. And what that means is the difference between the chest and the waist. In other words, if you're 40, you should be on the waist 34.
34.
That's the norm.
That's the norm.
Right.
But if you're a 40, you should not have a 42-inch waist.
Well, you shouldn't, but that happens more frequently than you think.
I know. I see people. And,
That's a stout.
And I see a lot of pinstripes on guys who look like that, too. Do pinstripes help?
Well, pinstripes does help somewhat because it accentuates the up and down, so it has the tendency to make you a little taller and a little leaner.
Now, you're wearing, as I said, a fabulous suit.
Thank you.
It's plaid, but I would call it checks.
No, actually, it's a window pane because these are symbols. the frame on the window.
Yeah.
So it's not a check.
The shirt is a check.
The shirt is called a gingham, but it you would call it we call it a check, but it is a gingham.
All right, and we'll have a photo of Manuel in all his sartorial splendor on the website. Now, in the past, you have analyzed some of the famous, the infamous, the rich, the not so rich. If you go to a place like yours, I don't think I'm speaking out of school. You've said this on the air. You're probably talking well over $3,000 for a beautiful tailor-made suit, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And do you get what you pay for?
Of course. I was just discussing with this young man that just flew in from St. Louis, Missouri, and showing he came to the shop early this morning, so show him some of the things that we do there.
All right. 877-217-5757. Another segment with Manuel Martinez, 3 times named best in the world. He's back after this time. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Manuel Martinez is in studio, the remarkable tailor. Coming in a bit, we're slated to hear from Tommy Casanova, the only 3-time LSU All-America football player. Now, I'm looking at the weekend Wall Street Journal this past weekend. And by the way, Manuel has been featured in the Wall Street Journal, along with Cigar Aficionado and many other publications, the Robb Report. But it says in 1901, Levi's gave its famous 501 jeans its fifth pocket. Now, I'm looking at this young man and these jeans. There are a lot more than 5 pockets on there. Is that a new style? I'm not sure that's good, but it's obviously in vogue. What's going on?
For some reason, young people love pockets. And now they're putting pockets on the jeans or down in the knee, and the ties, and all the way down to the bottom of the jean. Perhaps that's so you don't carry a backpack. And if that's the case, I'm all for it, because if you've ever been in an airplane and all those people carrying the backpack, and you sit in the aisle seat, and when they turn, 9 times out of 10, they're going to knock your head off. So I'm all for it if we avoid the backpacks.
Well, I'm wearing one of my 3 Manuel Martinez shirts today, and your shirts generally don't have pockets, do they?
Not dress shirts. If it's a casual shirt, we put pockets on it, but not in a dress shirt.
Why not?
Well, a dress shirt, supposedly you're wearing a coat, and if you're wearing a coat, you can put your pen inside the coat.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is that oftentimes a gentleman will have a pen, and he forgets to close it and puts it on the pocket and it stains the shirt. And once it does that, you can kiss the shirt goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're wearing that that handkerchief. You always do that with your suits, as is Daryl. Does that add a lot of style to the look?
Well, it's kind of like the last touches.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like a lady putting a little lipstick. You see the last touch. And that,
yeah.
See, it's all about the details. The devil is in the details.
You never go anywhere without it.
No.
Yeah. Well, when you have people come in the store and they want to look like you, well, not everybody can look like. I certainly could never look like you. What do you do when you got to work with what you have?
Well, you can look like me. You don't have silver hair and that olive complexion.
No.
But we address, when we make clothes, we address 3 things: your personality, your complexion, your body, so that we can design and style the suit appropriate. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that we address. And sometimes people, they love what I wear, but say, I'm not comfortable wearing that. So we got to be careful with that. Not necessarily because something looks good in the individual, he's going to be comfortable wearing it.
877-217-5757 is your number for Manuel Martinez, the remarkable tailor. As I mentioned, 3 times named best in the world, and this isn't just any laurel. You went to some fabulous locations to pick up these honors. I've mentioned them in the past, but you go to some of the most exotic places on the planet.
Well, I've been very fortunate because of my business to travel throughout Europe and see some of the finest meals in England and in Italy. That I spent a year ago in September in the Viale region, seeing meals like Rera, Barberis, Loro Piana, Piacenza. And it was just an incredible experience. I wish everybody could experience how they they make these fabrics.
What do you do with somebody who has a big neck, or as they say, a no neck? What do you do in a case like that?
When a person has a short neck, what we call in the trade a short neck, then to make them look more proportional, we got to lower the front band of the collar, front and back. But we got to be mm-hmm. careful not to lower too much, so that if he's wearing a tie, we don't want the tie to show in the back. So you need a shorter band on the front, and if he's got a round face, then the points, the collar points, don't make him spread. Mm-hmm. You need to make it more close to spread instead of widespread.
All right, here's a question from Leslie saying, when you and the lovely Mrs. Martinez hit the town, do you color coordinate?
When I was young, we used to do that, but that's more for the college students, high school students.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you something, Leslie. Oftentimes, I guess because we've been married for a long time, thank God, mm-hmm. she puts up with me. Oftentimes, we come out and we look at each other and say, how do you know I was going to be wearing that?
Yeah. It's like osmosis, right?
Exactly.
But you're always immaculately groomed, and I suspect she is too. It wouldn't look good if she or either one of you were not in the same league, would it?
No. But it can only be one peacock in the family, and that's me.
I love that line. I love that line. So in Baton Rouge, how do we compare with other cities as far as our interest in fashion, both men and women?
Well, you know, Baton Rouge is a college town, and a lot of the citizens here in Baton Rouge, they love LSU, and I love LSU too, but sometimes I feel like they never left college. Mm-hmm. And so they have that idea of dressing a little bit more laid back than other cities. But there are quite a few people that travel out of Baton Rouge that understand how important it is to dress when they go out to Dallas, Atlanta, New York, because they know they're going to be perceived different.
Yeah? How so?
Well, I mean, I never dress on sweats when I'm on a plane. I either have the worst that I dress put in a sport coat with no tie. But I always get treated better and oftentimes get bumped to first class.
Oh, yeah, definitely get treated better when you're well-dressed getting on a plane. There's no doubt about that.
And I think it's perception. The perception is that this man is accustomed to service or
needs to get somewhere fast.
Exactly. So it is all about the perception.
Yeah.
And so I often tell my clients, I said, when you're on a plane, don't put in those jeans and don't put in those sweats. And I have a client here and he told me I could use his name. His name is Joe Mason. He travels all over the world. Mm-hmm. And recently, about 4 years ago, he came to me and we started making these beautiful travel clothes and sport coats. And about 3 months ago, he came up to the shop and said, I got to tell you something. You made me more of a gentleman than I was before. I said, how so? He said, because when I wear one of your coats, I want people to say, the nice gentleman, the nice clothes, they came here to our counter. But if I act bad, I don't want them to say, there goes that obnoxious gentleman with mm-hmm. that ugly sport coat. So it's a difference. So I say, I get that. So it transforms me into another person.
All right, 877-217-5757. A bit more time with Manuel Martinez. Bill Clinton, was he a well-dressed man?
Well, Bill, when he was, yes, he was. He dressed well.
But he
dressed in a suit, but when he went casual, he went to casual.
Yeah. And of course, he at times fought a weight problem, no more, but right. at one time he did.
Right.
And his suits hided his girth to a large degree. He never was as fat as Donald Trump is, but mm-hmm. he was much younger, of course, at the time. But Mr. Trump is a big man. He wears that tie all the way down to his crotch. It's not really a good look, is it?
No, it's not. The tie should stop right above your belt. And if you're tall like he is, you can afford to wear it a little longer, but not past the belt buckle.
Mm-hmm. Now, when he's with his wife, it doesn't bother me that he's 24 years older. I think that's fine. But she looks great, and he never looks great to me because it has nothing to do with his politics. He's let himself go. Is that unfortunate?
I don't know. You know what Edwin Edwards one time says, that you're as young as the women you feel, so I guess Okay, it's happy with.
Well, okay. What about Barack Obama?
He was a. He dressed very nice. He dressed very executive like. Until he was criticized for wearing the tan suit. I forgot what war with what fighting he was announcing something, and he wasn't taken serious at that particular time.
A tan suit's not a good thing to be wearing when you're making a serious proclamation, is it?
Not only that, but that was not his best color.
What about George Bush?
George Bush dressed more like an executive, and unfortunately his suits didn't fit him right. He had
is a well-built man. He just probably wasn't into fashion as much as you are.
But it's not about fashion. It's about style and getting fit properly.
Clothes, if they don't fit right, it doesn't matter what you got under it. It's not going to look good, is it?
Exactly.
All right. We'll spend a few more minutes with Manuel Martinez, and then it's Tommy Casanova. Now the news with Karen Henderson. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number. And we have some questions online, talklouisiana.org. And also, I think I just lost Randy. So if you call back, Randy, I know you had a question you wanted for Manuel Martinez in our remaining time with him. Another listener asked how we were talking about presidents, Ronald Reagan. He certainly was a Hollywood movie star and always immaculately groomed. Looked great even into his late 70s.
Ronald Reagan was...
He was the gold standard?
By far one of the best presidents. Him and JFK, Kennedy, were far two of the best presidents in my lifetime that I remember. And I had the pleasure to meet Ronald Reagan in 1976. And I knew his tailor from Beverly Hills, Frank Mariani. They used to make his clothes.
Now, Kennedy often would be photographed with his hands in his pockets. Is that where your hands should be when you're photographed?
No, I don't advise you to take pictures like that because it seems like you're hiding something or you're doing something you're not supposed to not be doing. So you need to figure out what to do with those hands.
Tommy Casanova on deck, and we go to Randy and Zachary. Randy, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Manuel Martinez. Hi, Randy.
Yes, I was just recalling something. I've seen photographs of Harry Truman when he took the oath of office in 1945. He was wearing a bow tie. Thanks.
Well, 1945 would have been when he was vice president, or maybe it was when he took the oath after Franklin Roosevelt died on April 12th of 45. April 12th, 45. But a bow tie, is that stylish? Is that what you should wear to formal occasions?
Well, you know, bow ties, if you wear a tuxedo, that's the most formal. That's the most formal thing. But gentlemen can wear bow ties with their suits, and it's more of an northeast coast look. In New Orleans, there's a lot of folks wear bow ties in New Orleans, not so much here in Baton Rouge. I only know very few gentlemen here in Baton Rouge that wear a bow tie.
Well, we always appreciate your insights, and we'll be catching up, I'm sure, when it comes down to winter as we approach the fall. And tell me when we're ready for Mr. Tommy Casanova, the only three-time All-American from LSU, one of the most handsome men on the planet when he was playing. And, of course, he remains a man about town, and he's a doctor, so his schedule is busy. And once again, we've caught him on a busy day, but I think we're going to be able to spend a bit of time with him. 68 years old. And guys sometimes like Casanova, young guys, you know, when they were world beaters, Manuel, what do you do when guys change over time and perhaps are reluctant to admit that Father Time has taken its toll? Do you have to convince them that perhaps they need to adjust their look?
Whether you dress or not, everybody needs a good suit. It's kind of like having a shotgun. You hope you never use it, but if you do, it's there. You need it just for funerals. You need it for weddings. Tommy, I met him about 6 or 8 years ago. You know, he played football. I haven't seen him since, but I can imagine if he's not training, then his figure is completely different. So he needs very special attention, especially if he's got the big arms and the white shoulders, which I remember. Mm-hmm. I don't know when I met him, about 6 or 8 years ago. So he needs someone to make his clothes, because just to wear them from ready-made garment, it's going to be very difficult to fit them.
All right. What about average waist of an American man? I saw some stats showing in the 1960s the average American man weighed about 160 pounds, and today it's well over 200 pounds. So what's the average waist size of an American male today?
Well, what I'm seeing is 38.
38?
38. 38.
Yeah. That's not too bad, is it?
Well, can you imagine me in a 38 trouser? That would be pretty bad.
All right. Well, you know what I am. What are you? What's your waist?
My waist is 33.
33.
Yes.
Okay.
So 1 inch smaller than you, Jim.
All right. All right. Well, Manuel, thank you. I appreciate it.
And thank you
always,
very much.
Always a pleasure.